Many governors, senators, and representatives may aspire to one day become president of the United States. However, this man believed the real power was leading the legislative branch of government. After all, there are not term limits to being a representative, but there are for being president. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com. Sam Rayburn first served in the U.S. Congress in 1913. In 1940, he became Speaker of the House.
He holds the record for speakership. He served 17 years, 2 months, and 2 days. But it wasn't continuous.
Emma Trent says Rayburn believed the speaker's position might be better than the presidency.
One quote that I have read said that, you know, the president has power for 8 years, but there's no term limit on Speaker of the House, and they can be much more influential.
From 1940 to 1961, he was speaker, all but two-year terms when Republicans held the majority. Rayburn built a congressional office and library in Bonham, Texas in 1957.
When the House of Representatives learned he was going to have an office here, they gifted him all of his office furniture, so it really would feel like it was supposed to.
Emma says that Rayburn was a Democrat, but understood the speaker's role required him to listen to both sides.
When he was Speaker of the House, he understood that he needed to do what was best for the nation.
When Rayburn died in the fall of 1961, his funeral in Bonham was the first televised state funeral in U.S. history. Rayburn's Library Museum in his hometown shared the story of a man who served as Speaker for over 17 years and authored many pieces of legislation that still govern the nation today. Traveling the countryside in Bonham, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.